Did you see them just drop this pick? Seattle just had an interception and dropped it. I mean, literally in his hand. Look at how many times this guy had this ball in his hands. Bobbled by Diggs. 21 has it. Has it, and then rolls off his helmet. Are you kidding me? You got to be kidding me, bro. Mega Millions. You got to haul that in, dude. I mean, how long do you need it in your hands before you finally fumble it? Oh, my God. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Sunday, it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader featuring a battle between two of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the sport when Jackson and the Ravens welcome Watson and the Texans into the Charm City. Followed by New England bracing for another tough road game in Philadelphia. It all starts with JB and the guys on the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, on CBS. Doing More is brought to you by the Home Depot. Visit homedepot.com for details on flooring, appliances, and bathroom home improvements. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who's doing more for his team. How about Jadeveon Clowney with a fumble recovery and a touchdown tonight, and he forced another fumble for the Seahawks defense. A sack on top of it. The guy's just going off, doing more for his team. Brought to you by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And if you go there, you can save 15% in like 15 minutes. Carver Hyde did it. He loved it. So did he make the field goal? It's 21 apiece now. I'm surprised they held him to a field goal. And I'm also surprised Flowers dropped the pick. My God, dude. I mean, he had the ball for like 5 seconds.
Right in his hands.
It rolled around in his hands, on his shoulder pad, his helmet. Like, what are you doing, bro? Seriously, you got to finish the deal. You got to make that pick. You stop the field goal, you stop their momentum, you ruin their buzz, and instead he drops it. It's amazing to me. Some of the stuff I see, seriously, they pay these guys millions, and I see guys dropping passes left and right, fumbling, dropping picks that they have in their hands. It's enough to make you sick. These receivers, they pay them millions. They drop balls right in their hands. I mean, right in their hands. They're doing it all day long. It really is unbelievable. So it's tied up now, 21 apiece. Who do you like down the stretch here?
Well, look, I'm on the Seahawks. I'm hoping that they win this game, but this has been a huge shift in momentum for the 49ers here, getting these 11 points back in the fourth quarter. I don't like it right now if I'm on the Seahawks on the money line, that's for sure. 6.5, not looking so bad, but when you bet them outright to win, you're sweating a little bit now after being comfortable, you thought, up 21-10. All because of that lineman who had to try to start running with the football, changed this entire game.
Afidi Amin.
Get him out of here.
Afidi Amin. Remember Edie Amin? That one may go over their heads, but
awful.
That goes old school. Edie Amin. Pharrell pulling that one out of the basket. So they'll kick off now. 6 minutes left. What, next score wins? Either way, field goal or touchdown?
I think a touchdown's definitely next score wins. With the way points have been at a premium in this game, if the Seahawks went down and got a field goal here, I could see the Niners going down and tying it up.
Oh, and then having another game-tying field goal?
I could see that. But I feel like a touchdown could be
finish them
huge right now.
It really is interesting. It's a good game tonight, right?
Hoping for that because a lot of the Monday night games have not been good. That's been a problem this year. We kind of had this one circled for the last couple of weeks. Finally going to get a good Monday night game, and here we are.
I just wanted to say I want to sleep with all the Niner cheerleaders. I've never said that before. It's usually just the Raiderettes, the Cowboys, and the Dolphin cheerleaders. But I'm now throwing the Niner cheerleaders into the fray. I'm all in. They've had some tremendous sideline shots of them tonight. They're way better than the constant replays. Like, they'll show a play over and over again 30 times. I'd rather look at the cheerleaders. I really would. Great feature they've got. There's a lot happening there. I'm also watching a good game Raptors and Clippers as Kawhi Leonard welcomes in his old team that he won an NBA championship with and bolted out of Toronto.
Now, did the Raptors beat the Lakers last night? Did I see that?
They did beat them.
So this is back-to-back nights at the Staples Center for the Raptors.
Right.
Looking to go 2-0, the defending NBA champs.
They're up 23-15. And
lifetime left.
I mean, they've been playing pretty well. They're 7-2 without him, right? And last year they had a winning record without him when he rested all the time. The load management.
Yeah.
Which is not going over well with fans and
with
media.
It's always a topic, that's for sure.
Colleges don't go for it either. Did you see the guy, Archie Miller, making fun of it at Indiana? He's like...
Load management.
It's like, what is that?
Can't have it. I can't stand it. I really do. It's just, I get it's a different time now.
Why buy tickets to an NBA game if you never know who's going to play?
Well, that's the one part that really bothers me. And I used to say this about LeBron all the time. Like, if you're, you know, if you're one of those
And they charge cities, through the roof for his games.
If you're one of those cities where he comes into town only once a year, you know, when he was on Cleveland for all those years and he would go to a place like, you know, Memphis or San Antonio or Dallas, and it's the one time a year you get to see LeBron and he's not in the lineup. It's just some kid, you know, it's awful.
It's a life wrecker.
Of course, and the parents probably, you know, these NBA tickets aren't cheap. You know LeBron's coming 6 months in advance, you're buying those tickets.
I think if you go to see LeBron play as a kid and you pay all that money to see him pay, and you pay that price, and he doesn't play, that you shouldn't have to go to school the next day. Automatic day off of school.
And the thing is, too, every one of these teams uses these guys to sell those games. They're not saying, hey, come see the Clippers when they come to town. They say, come see Kawhi. You know, it's one thing if it's just the team's coming, you know, you buy the tickets, whatever. But they are specifically getting you to go for those players, and then they don't show up.
It's a joke. Like last week, he didn't play in a big game, right? And then he played the next night. He was fine, right? So one night he can't play because of his knee. The next night he's fine. I just don't believe in any of that nonsense. The Seahawks got a first down, which is a miracle in itself. I have not felt good about their offense tonight. But this is a huge drive, I'm telling you. This is the game. It's like overtime to me. The game's tied, right? And they just got another first down out to the 46. Here's the deal. This is like overtime. Game's tied. There's 4.5 minutes left. Really, the bottom line is next score wins, right? You would think.
As that clock keeps ticking, it's getting to that point, yeah.
You score a touchdown, this game's over. If you ask me, it'll put tons of pressure on Garoppolo to go 80 yards and score a touchdown.
Something that, I know they're undefeated, but they haven't had to do that all year. They have played from ahead
right
all year. They've dominated.
So what does this do to the standings in that? Because how big is their lead in the NFC West?
Well, they're 8-0, and they're 7-2, so this win would get them within a game. I think Seattle's still...
Now, look at him now. Well, they've already hit him after a slide. That's the second time they tackled him after a slide. Well, how many times are you allowed to hit this guy in the head? If you touch, if you even breathe on Aaron Rodgers, you get 15 yards. You're not even allowed to go in within 15 feet of him. What did you think of that call yesterday in that Green Bay game? That was horse shack.
I thought it was a brutal call.
Brutal. Absolute, really brutal. Absolute brutal. I don't care what you think either in Green Bay. That is nonsense.
You know who you're not allowed to touch in this league, and he's on that list.
Oh, my God. What a femme. I'm so sick of hearing it. Every time he drops back, you go near him, you get a flag.
Especially because that was textbook on how not to land on the guy. He specifically
turned his body.
Now, what
about that? He threw him down on the ground. Is that not a flag either? You body slam him? He's hurt. The guy that threw him to the ground. Good. Lay there and be injured. It's unbelievable the abuse they're putting on Wilson in this game tonight. Isn't he one of their star players, and he gets treated like a rag doll? He got hit after a slide tonight right in the head like nobody's business, no flag. Of course they don't throw flags here in San Francisco. If you're on the road in the NFL and your quarterback takes a beating, that's just the price of admission. I mean, it's unbelievable. So Garoppolo's 18 for 32, 201. He's got a TD and a pick, sacked 5 times. Wilson sacked 4 times. He's 16 and 21, 142 yards, and a TD. He's got a 109 rating. Garoppolo 72.5. Carson's got a touchdown. on the ground for Seattle. That was the one-yard run. Hollister's got the TD catch in the end zone. And then what? You got the, in terms of picks, I know that Diggs has a Quadre Diggs has a pick. And then, so that's that, right? All right. I want to see what they do. Where are they? So they're at the 48-yard line.
About midfield, yeah.
48-yard line of the Niners. Raptors 26-25 on the Clippers. There is another game going on, by the way. It's the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. Yay. They're down 34-30 at home at the Chase in the City by the Bay. Yay. 11 left in the second. They're down four.
Who are they playing tonight?
They're playing Utah, and I guess D'Lo's having a game. Because he scored like six.
He's all they got right now. Yeah, all they got.
He had 16 of their first 22.
And he's taking advantage of it, filling that stat sheet every night.
Yeah, he's got 18 and four threes in the game so far. Nobody else has done anything in the game. Literally. Gobert has 10 for Utah. So, but it's not better than this game. The Raptors and Clippers, as good as it gets. A lot of people think the Clippers are going to the NBA Finals. I'm not handing out trophies in November to anything, but I could see this being a Finals match, right? No one thinks Toronto can get back there at all. They've given it already to Philly, right? And who else? Boston, Milwaukee, and like some people, some outsiders, the Nets. But the Nets haven't impressed me. Kyrie has, but they haven't. LeVert has, but they haven't.
Yeah, I mean, listen, whatever happens to them this year, it is what it is. Next year is when it's on.
That's when they're supposed to win.
That's when it's on.
Next year they'll be one of the favorites to win it.
KD and Kyrie, they should be.
Well, certainly the East.
Definitely the East. Depending on, you never know what can happen. The NBA summer, as we know, is always crazy. But as of right now, if...
Right, AD's going to the Bulls.
Right.
He's injured, by the way.
Oh, didn't he say today, like, shoulder hurts every night or something?
The whole night, every night. That, you know what that means? That's coming to an end. He's not going to keep playing with a banged-up shoulder. He's going to end up...
He's going to be a free agent this summer.
Watch what happens if they end up operating on his shoulder. That'll be the end of him. That'll be the end of the Lakers if he gets ends up in an operating room. I'm telling you, if that guy goes down with a shoulder, a rotator, or a labrum, their season's over. They need him on the floor all year. That's all there is to it. They're not winning with LeBron James and that crew. Without him, they're nothing.
To get him, so all the depth that they might have had with those young players, they got rid of to get him. All they have is him and LeBron, Kuzma, and a couple spare parts.
That's it. They don't even have spare parts. They have those three. That's it. And that's all she wrote. And then it'll turn into the LeBron Kuzma show, which will lead to losses because all those dudes do is chuck, and then everybody else will just wipe them out. That'll be that. And then the Clippers will be in the driver's seat to get to the finals. I got to tell you, though, this team, the Raptors, they still fight with Siakam and Gasol and Van Vliet. And, I mean, they are a decent team, believe me, you. And didn't Ibaka get hurt like last week? I think he did.
He did. So did Lowry.
Lowry and Ibaka are out, and they're still tough. And they beat the Lakers. So believe me, you, they mean business. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so the governor had to cancel and reschedule. So he's got travel problems at the aeropuerto. So that's that. And now we'll just focus on bringing this one home tonight with our puppies.
I guess the busy time of the year from now. He's got to do football on the weekend, and then he does the hoops now, I guess.
Yeah, he's doing basketball, too.
Yeah, he's doing that Michigan game tomorrow with that snow and cold snap in the middle of the country. It's causing big delays.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So he's trying to get to Ann Arbor?
He is.
I wonder, what's the basketball game he's doing tomorrow? Because Michigan's playing Michigan State in football.
Right.
What's the basketball game?
Well, it's
got to
be some, they're probably playing
They do have a game tomorrow. It's a good game. Michigan's got their hands full tomorrow.
Creighton.
They got their hands full. That spread's 4.5.
There you go. It's a little game for the governor tomorrow night, Michigan and Creighton.
Is he going to call us tomorrow, or is
after
that the
game?
After the game, he's going to talk to us.
Siakam with a baseline dunk on a beautiful feed. The backdoor cut. 39-35 wraps. Here's Garoppolo. Oh, you got to pick that off. That's the second one I've seen now. You got to pick that off, bro. Right in your hands. You got to be kidding me. Was that Wagner? Right. Is he on that team anymore? You got to catch that.
Right in his hands.
Honestly, it's embarrassing, some of the misses they got tonight. What are you doing, bro? Seriously, I just can't even watch this.
That's why he's playing defense.
God, what are you doing, bro? Oh, look at Clowney getting in on him. Where's the flag now? Look at him begging for a flag on the sideline.
Every play you see guys just throwing their hands in the air. Right. Every single play. Every play. Every game you watch.
Because they throw flags on every play. This is when you'll get the flag on third and fourth down. That's when you'll get the flag. You can't go near him. You can't even try to defend a pass on third and fourth down late in the game. You'll get the flag every time. And tell me you didn't see that call coming in the Carolina game yesterday when it was third down or fourth down and they threw the offside flag.
Oh, yeah.
To give them one more chance.
One more chance.
You knew they'd throw a flag there, right? The game was over the first time.
Snow was falling. Everything, yeah. They just had to have
it. And the flag came late, too. Like, really late. Like, 3 minutes after they had already blown it. All of a sudden, this flag came flying out of nowhere. Here's a flag. On Seattle, of course.
Oh, look at it. He jumped way off sides on that.
Now watch, though. They'll call pass interference on the next two plays. You'll see. They're not done throwing flags in this game, believe me. Here's what I want to say about that, just so we're clear. The NFL, I said this yesterday, is no longer about players, plays, or great games. It's not about that at all anymore, at all. The game is entirely about referees now. That's what the game's about. The NFL has become a game about refs. Not about football, not about players, not about plays, not about great teams or great defenses or great offenses, great quarterbacks. Not about that anymore. It's about refs. No one can even argue it. You can't even argue that I'm wrong. Because it's completely about the refs. The whole game, every game, all games, from start to finish, are about flags. Can you even argue that? You can't. Every single game, there's 15, 20 flags.
You can't. I mean, just look at...
It's already 14 and a half or something. That's the average.
Just one game that you take from yesterday shows that Tampa-Arizona game. Tampa's marching down to try to take the lead. They call the pass interference in the end zone on the replay. Give them the touchdown. Arizona comes the other way. Obvious pass interference in the game. They don't call it. Game over.
There's already 14 flags in this game. And I'm sure it's not done yet. A minute left and rolling. And they are at the 48 of Seattle. First down. Carver, how would you argue that? That it's about flags now, the league? It's about refs?
That's what it's all about. The refs have taken over this league.
Every game.
Every game, there's a couple of plays that are decided by the officials. Every game. Every game, every play on a big drive to
end
the game.
It's never decided by players anymore. It's decided by refs.
For the most part.
For the entire part.
Because every play on a drive like this, less than a minute in the game, they're moving down the field. Every play that happens, what is everybody in the stadium, on the sideline, and watching on TV, what are they looking for after every play?
A flag. So now there's 18 seconds left. Shanahan calls his last timeout, so they don't have a timeout left.
So he can't go use the middle of the field.
They have to spike the ball.
If they get down, yeah, if they have enough time.
They have to spike the ball to get a kicker in, right? They don't have time to mess around here and go for the end zone.
They got to use the sideline, do things like that.
Would you take a crack at the end zone right here?
Where are you right now?
They're at about the, they're definitely in field goal range.
Now remember,
they're at the 35.
Their kicker's out. They have a backup kicker in. Gould is out this week.
Oh, that's right.
He's hurt. So
backup kicker.
Now, he made the kick before to tie the game at 21, a lot closer than right now.
He won't make this one. If they had to kick it right now, he'll miss. If they sack him, the game would be over.
Using the
So there you go.
The
now
field.
They have to. Now they have to snap the ball.
They got plenty of time.
Here we go. It's under 8. They're going to spike it now. The game's going to come down to a field goal attempt by this backup.
Like a 46, 47
He's going to miss. Can you feel it? The backup guy's going to come in. The guy, the whole week, Gold's out. They got to bring this guy in. Here he is practicing before the game.
He's going to miss. They're going to throw a flag, give him another chance from 5 yards closer, and then he's going to hit it.
You're probably right. Oh, guaranteed, you're probably right. Here we go. What's the guy's name? Oh, Chase McLaughlin.
Boy, Chase McLaughlin.
He lives in my cul-de-sac. Here we go.
He's 2 for 2 tonight, but no pressure like this one.
Oh, 2 for 2 with a 43 and a 39er. The guy's been money. Watch him shank this one. 47 yards out. Here we go. Shank. Shank. He made it. Oh, the humanity.
True blue down the middle.
Oh, the humanity. But now we got overtime, right? So I got 6 and a hook, Mafia. No way I can't cover. Right? There you go. So we'll head to the extra session. Later tonight, we'll talk about Don Cherry getting fired. Is that a final?
Oh, that's a final. And
they're not going to put him back on TV?
No. In fact, you know, we talk about these things a lot. You know how when people say things like this,
right,
you usually get the apology.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry I did this. I'm reading right now what he said tonight, and he's like, yeah, I'm not sorry for anything. I meant everything that I said. And if they don't want me, if I'm not doing that show anymore, if I can't be who I am, like, usually you get the apology, the
right.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry if I offended anyone.
He completely said, absolutely not. I'm not apologizing for a thing.
Well, what did you think of what he said? Well, we'll get into it after the break. It's so good, you can't even ignore it, right? And do people even know who I'm talking about?
I think so. Don Cherry's a pretty, especially with the last 48 hours.
I think, well, obviously, in Canada, he's bigger than God.
Oh, yeah.
But in America, no one gives a rat's ass about him.
I think if you showed him, like, the zany suits and things, you know, I think that people would.
If you're a diehard hockey fan,
absolutely no.
You know who Grapes is.
No doubt.
If you are an average hockey fan that only watches, like, the Stanley Cup Final, Game 6 and 7,
average,
you don't know who
the
he
average
is.
Sport fan might not know
he they is. They don't know who he is.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, everybody's catching on. Everybody's doing it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's taking over. Best site for picks. Top shelf results. Killer price on equal football snags, hoops, please. PharrellOnTheBench.com is a slam dunk. Hockey winners, boxing, MMA, we're a knockout. PharrellOnTheBench.com, sign up today. College football Saturday, 63% of my bets covered, 60% of my top 10 spreads covered. 11 weeks in a row, all in the 60 percentile bracket. And pros, 5 of the 10 weeks I've been in the 70 percentile bracket. Sign up, hide the money from your wife. You'll love it. Tied in overtime right now. Seattle's got the rock, and they're in San Francisco's end, 33-yard line or so. So they're, I mean, already a decent shot at a field goal, but that isn't what they're going after here. The real pancakes and syrup is a touchdown. You win the game. Game ends with a touchdown. First team that has it that scores wins a touchdown. So here they are, moving it. Another first down inside the 20 now to the 18. And, I mean, they're in business. You got to seal the deal here at Carver High and win this game right here. Don't give them a chance to go down.
Oh, just get in the end zone and end this thing. Bottom line.
Can you imagine if they go down and score on this defense that everybody's been hailing as the best defense in the league, that they would go down on them in overtime and get the kickoff and march down the field and score? It's crazy, right? But this is where it's going to get hard from the 19 in. They're pounding it, though, down to the 14 with a run. So we'll see if they can get it in the end zone. Great game. All right, so Don Cherry. Now, I mean, I just thought since I had mentioned it before that I'd at least keep going on it, right? So the iconic Grapes has been fired in Canada by Sportsnet for his on-air comments Saturday night, which is Coach's Corner on Hockey Night in Canada. He's 85 now, and he criticized individuals who did not wear poppy pins leading up to the nation's Remembrance Day. The pins are sold by veterans groups and worn to honor those who serve. Here's a pass. Picked off. Oh, Christ. He got picked off at the 5. You got to be kidding me. And now they're running it back. They're going to run it back. He's going to run it back. Oh, God, you got to be kidding me. Did you see that he threw that pick? Game over now. What a terrible mistake. You got to be kidding me. Oh, my God, dude, you had it. What are you doing, bro? What an awful mistake. He doesn't make those mistakes. He doesn't do that. What are you doing? That was a terrible pass. It was into double, triple coverage. There was only one receiver there, the guy that caught the touchdown before. There was nobody there. Hollister was covered.
Just underthrew him completely.
It was a bad throw. And unlike the Seahawks, who can't catch a pass right in their hands, this guy made the pick. That's it right there. Now you got Garoppolo, you stick it down their throat, right? But if they kick a field goal, they win, right? Because you both get a possession.
Yeah, now the Niners can win it with a field goal.
That's unbelievable that he threw that pick. You got to be kidding me. Seriously. Anyway, Cherry's 85 now. And he said on the air, quote, I live in Mississauga in Ontario. Very few people wear the poppy. Downtown Toronto, forget it. Nobody wears the poppy. Now you go to the small cities, you people that come here, whatever it is, you love our way of life. You love our milk and honey. At least you can pay a couple bucks for a poppy or something like that. These guys paid for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price for that. And so they fired him for that.
Yeah, I knew when I saw that Saturday night that he wouldn't make it to next Saturday's Coach's Corner.
When he said that?
Yeah, I knew he was done. And it all built
you people.
Up, like,
what
all
do you mean?
Sunday, all
what do you mean,
Sunday?
You people? Oh, my God. He went after the immigrants, huh?
Yep. And look, to be fair, Don's probably been around
a little too long.
A little bit longer than he should have. So he's lasted this long for whatever reason. And look, there's the door.
What a way to end his brilliant Hall of Fame career, right? That he ends, he gets fired for, you know.
And not backing down either. Quote, I know what I said and I meant it. Everybody in Canada should wear a poppy to honor our fallen soldiers. I speak the truth and I walk the walk. I have visited the bases of the troops, been to Afghanistan with our brave soldiers at Christmas, been to cemeteries of our fallen around the world, and honored our fallen troops on Coach's Corner. To keep my job, I cannot be turned into a tamed robot. I would have liked to continue doing Coach's Corner. The problem is, if I have to watch everything I say, it isn't Coach's Corner. There you go. End quote from Don Cherry.
So he said, to keep my job, I cannot be turned into a tamed robot. So, your boy Grapes is roasted for saying you people.
I mean, at this point, is anybody really surprised, though? I mean, how many years has he made comments, you know, just bashing European players? Like, if you weren't a Canadian hockey player or played on a Canadian team, he was ripping you. So he's always been xenophobic and all about just Canada. I get where he's coming from to a degree about, like, you need to honor the people who, you know, gave you your freedoms like that. But once you go and talk about you people coming in here, like, signaling out, you know, certain groups of people, you're in hot water. But this is what we've expected from this guy. For years, he's made somewhat
Seriously,
comments like
though,
this.
When you heard it, did you really think it was that bad? Did you really think it was that bad that he said what he said?
10 years ago? No. In this day and age, yeah. That's
Is that right? Like, why was it so bad?
People get all up in arms whenever you criticize certain groups of people.
But he, I mean, did he really single out certain...
He singled out immigrants.
Well, he should, that, you know, if he was going to do it that way, he should have just gone after immigrants, illegal
he
immigrants.
He said, you come to our land and you enjoy this and you don't celebrate it. He's signaling out people who are not born Canadian and come there and live there.
Carver High, do you agree with that? Do you think it was that bad? Do you think it was, like, what he said was, did you think it was really that bad?
Yeah. Look, this is a game that is growing, and it's you know, it's supposed to be for everybody. Hockey has pushed this, especially in Canada. It's a game for everybody, and you can't do that. I'm sorry. It's just what he said is wrong. It's flat out wrong, and he deserved to be fired. It is what it is. The game is for everybody.
He doesn't like foreign players to begin with.
Well, look, like Mafia said, there's probably been some times in the past that he's skated on that line. And
they finally got him?
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Don't say stupid stuff. He said stupid stuff, so he's out. End of story.
And he's taking it completely, the old man, I'm going to say what I want and you have to deal with it line. You know that? No, you have to get with the times too. Just because you're 85 doesn't mean you could just say whatever you want. Everyone's got to be okay with it.
Of course, his partner Ron McLean said, "We know diversity is the strength of the country. I owe you an apology too. I sat there. I did not catch it. I did not respond." And then Terry refused to apologize. "I've had my say. It was one controversy too many. The former Bruins and Rockies coach was hired as a commentator for CBC's Hockey Night in Canada in 81. Loud suits and louder takes made him the most famous member of Canadian hockey media for decades. Saturday nights was appointment viewing." Anyway, he extolled the virtues of fighting in hockey for decades. He frequently took heat for derogatory views of European-born players. In 2013, he drew the ire of viewers for saying, "I don't believe women should be in the male dressing room." Increasingly, he would use his celebrity for political purposes, speaking on behalf of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford at inauguration, who called those who believe in climate change kookaloos. Speculation has been that Brian Berg, the former GM of the Leafs and Ducks, may follow Cherry in Hockey Night in Canada's spotlight segment. They're in a 12-year agreement with the NHL for $5.2 billion Canadian signed in 2013. It's the largest media rights deal in NHL history. It'll never be the same. I don't care who they put in there. It'll never be the same. Whoever has that job is doomed, including Brian Berg.
Yeah, that's one of those things where you change...
And he's another one that's 85 years old. What are they going to do? What's next? Are they going to put dead people in the...
Berg's not that old. Well, yeah, he's up there, but he's not 85.
He's 75.
Look,
I'll bet you, listen. What's next? They're going to put a corpse in the seat? I mean, honestly, these guys are 85, 90 years old. Have we not been talking about this on the air? All these guys around here doing shows that are 90? The Yankees announcers are like 100?
He's 64.
Who else? Musburger, he's 80. Who isn't 80 anymore doing games?
Berg's 64.
She's 64 going on 75. Have you taken a look at him lately?
Here's what I would
Christ,
do.
Christ, the guy looks like the snowman.
Stop calling it Coach's Corner. Like, I'm not saying like that's... It's been something that's been there for a long time.
Yeah, just get rid of it
with
now.
With Don as the guy that has always done Coach's Corner. It's over. He's gone. This is where you go. And
so
you
does
make
the guy
a-
miss the kick here to, and the game ends in a tie? Because there's 3 minutes left. Seattle could still win the game.
Right. Russell could get
that. Does he miss it, or does he finally have the night of his life and make four field goals?
I hope he misses it, but.
Chase McLaughlin. By the
same
way,
just hit, right?
I had the Niners to win and Seattle plus 6.5. That was my bet. I middled it. Let's see what we got here.
I love how they keep showing the guy, the kicker who's hurt on the sidelines. This guy's setting up. Who cares?
They do that all the time. Remember when, what's his name, was out? Mahomes. He wasn't even playing in the game. They showed him 5,000 times during their game that he didn't play. It's embarrassing. This looks like an even easier kick, sweeping it in this way. But we'll see. This is what it's all about. He missed it. He shanked it so bad left.
It
just landed in San Jose. So this game is still there for the taking. You got to be kidding me.
They're going to have great field position now, too.
Let's go.
You knew he'd miss after he made them all so easily, and he thought he was having the greatest night of his life, and then he coifed it.
Get rid of Coach's Corner, call it something else. Boom, done.
There you go. Well, they have to.
Berk's box.
Berk's box. Look at Mafia.
There you go. Berg's box, and if they, it's a great name, Mafia. But if they do that, it'll go over like lead, because there are just so many people. Do you know how many people are going to protest that he's fired?
Not as many as you think.
Really,
there's
is that
a
right?
lot of people that hated him up there.
Is that right?
He was like 50-50.
You think that he was 50-50 in Canada?
In the last few years, the polls have gone down on him. That's for
is
sure.
that right?
Yeah.
Says who?
The hardcore older fan, I think, absolutely.
They love him.
Watching him for 30-plus years, yeah, they'll be upset. The young fan hates him.
The young fans hate him? Why is that? He's an old geezer?
Exactly.
All right. Well, we're still tied with under 3 minutes to go in the city by the bay. Yay, it's not really by the bay. It's like an hour and a half away. Santa Clara, they hate playing there. Bet they're glad they built their stadium there. They hate it.